While there's no telling whether this bill will go anywhere in the Senate, its passage is all but certain in the state assembly. The plan is being pushed at the behest of the mining company Gogebic Taconite, which wants to start work on a major iron ore mine along Ashland and Iron counties. Republicans say it could create hundreds of jobs in a region that drastically needs them. Hazelhurst Republican Tom Tiffany says for him, it's a question of what Wisconsin's economy will look like in the years ahead.
We've lost tens of thousands of jobs over the last few years, a lot of them manufacturing jobs. You cannot have a prosperous society without making things. And iron ore is one of those things we make a lot of things out of.
Opponents, particularly Native American tribes from the region where this mine would be dug, are in the Capitol today to protest the vote. Sherry Pirro is a junior council member for the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. She says the mine will hurt her tribe's watershed, and with it,
drinking water, fish, wildlife, wild rice. Wild rice is a very sacred part of our history. It's been there for hundreds of years.
Tribal council member Eldred Corbine said a weakening of environmental protections would hurt everyone.
It'll harm all of Wisconsin, not just Bad River, but Bad River will take the brunt of it if that mine goes through.
Tribal leaders say they should have had a seat at the table when this bill was drawn up. As a sovereign nation, they may yet have a chance to block this mine at the federal level. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.